All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 20th. The time is 2:05. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and the record. Board, let's start with you. Kent, do you want to start?
Sure. Kent Olson.
David Calder.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And then we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have anyone there from the public?
No.
Okay. And that is everyone I show that's on the call. So let's go to our consent items board. We sent out the minutes from our last board meeting, July 9th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They do to me. I've looked them
Yes.
over for the last little
Okay.
bit. Yeah, they look fine.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve? And then with that, let's see, Kent, you're the clerk. So we're going to go to a new thing. If you could, in the motion, just say that when you approve, you authorize us to use your electronic signature. That way, we don't need to send it to you for signature. We can just put your name on it.
Okay.
Okay,
So
perfect.
you want
So
me
if
to
I could.
make a notion, a motion that includes that?
Yes, if you could.
Okay. I move that we approve the meetings from the last board meeting and authorize Snow Jensen Reese to use my electronic signature as clerk for the
Thank
meeting.
you.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, I'm going to stop sharing. Let David from CLA start, and he'll walk through the financial statements and then go to the budget. So, David.
Thanks, Michael. So for Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District number one in the balance sheet, the governmental funds for the debt service fund, we have $357,470 in the bond fund, which represents capitalized interest there, and $660,061 rounded in the surplus fund. In the capital projects fund, there is $67,802 rounded in the unrestricted subordinate or subproject fund, and that's the Series 2022. And in the unrestricted senior project fund, we have $1,582 rounded. And there is $3,450 or $51 rounded in accounts payable for the period.
Correct. I'm looking at it. I got it. Yeah.
Okay. And stop me if you have any questions too.
No, you're good. Keep going.
Okay. So for the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have $52,020 budgeted of expenses for the year. We've had $49,783 through Q3, and that consists of accounting, $13,000, $20,000 legal, and 8,500 in auditing, and 7,000 insurance.
Okay.
Transfers from other funds, there's been $46,332. And
I'm no issue there. I've been
no
looking at
issues.
this for last few minutes, so we're good.
Okay. So for the debt service fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances, we have had interest income to date of $38,981.82 rounded. Property taxes will be included in the Q4 financial statements for the upcoming budgeted amounts. Expenditures consist of 7,000 of paying agent fees and the $335,944 in bond interest payments. There has also been transfers from other funds, the 7,000 to pay those bond, or excuse me, the paying agent fees. Moving on
Okay.
to capital projects fund. There has been interest income of $4,212. Capital outlay to date of $45,966, and transfers to other funds of $53,332, rounded. Any, I guess, questions over on any part of these financials?
Not for me.
Not from my end. I've been looking over this for the past 15 minutes since Christy sent it over. So, yeah, I'm fine with this. It looks good.
Okay.
Okay. So, board, what I'll need then is a motion to accept the financials as CLA has presented.
I'll make a motion that we accept the financials on this current document and go from there.
Great. Thanks, David.
Second that motion.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's move on to the budget.
Okay. So let's start in the general fund. And for the current year, we have
Can you,
budgeted.
David, can you scroll back up? Just to see, because I have both documents pulled up. I just
Okay.
multiple documents. I just want to see exactly when that you're looking at. So 2025 budget,
25
actually. Okay,
budget.
I got it. I got it. Okay,
So the
thanks.
first page will be the summary page. I think
Yep,
it's
you
just
got it.
easier to look at that general fund first.
No, we got it. I got it. I just had it in the PDF. I got multiple PDFs pulled up, so I just want to make sure we're looking at the same thing.
Gotcha. All right. So in the general fund, for the remaining portion of the year, we have budgeted this, let's see, $14,518 in as developer advance, with transfers in. And this is, I guess, this is so that we can have this balance for the end of the year. One question I did have on this for everyone is, we've been having funds come in from the capital projects funds, for these transfers in to cover these payments. And I wasn't sure if you guys were would prefer to do the developer advance to cover that, or to have those funds from those from the capital projects fund coming over to pay any other fees that may come in.
Can you clarify that one more time?
So for these administrative fees here, we've had $46,000 transferred in that came from the capital projects fund
Okay.
to pay for these. Typically, those get paid by developer advance if there's not enough funds in there, but they have come from the capital projects fund this year.
Got it.
So, on our estimates of what could be for the expenses through the end of the year, we're looking at, $14,000 more in expenses, $14,500. And my question to you guys is, I guess, should this be from a developer advance, or should that be just continue to be transfers from other funds?
Kent,
I would
do you
say,
have any input on that?
I would say if we can continue to take it from transfers from other funds, I think that would probably be the preference.
okay. I will make an edit there then. Okay. With that said, I guess for the following year, I do have this budgeted as 55,000. There, when we can also modify this based on the balances of what are in the capital projects fund. Is all the capital projects, I guess, capital outlay completed? Or is there, are you guys anticipating more capital outlay?
Can you define capital outlay? What are you asking for?
So, expenses to go directly to construction costs in the development of the PID.
Yeah, there is more infrastructure that we can, more construction work that could continue, but we don't have immediate plans to do that
Okay.
yet. We got a few things to clear up with the town before we can move forward.
Okay. Okay, so let me go back up here then. So with that said, I guess we can either have this as a developer advance and or we can pull some of that where those have been coming from the capital projects fund to pay some of those fees. Currently, what I've had and what I have in here is that portion funded by developer advance. We have a transfer scheduled in based on property tax estimates for the year, and then our expenditures 20,400, 9,000, 7,000, and 20,400 for those accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal. And then we have budgeted a transfer to other funds, the $7,000 to cover the paying agent fees.
Okay. Yep, that works.
Okay. For the debt service fund, we have that budgeted revenue that is anticipated to be assessed and collected by the county and sent to the district, 8,643, and then we're reversing that out to be applied to the following year budget. Interest income for this year, we're estimating 52,000 to continue, and then we've had our bond interest payment and paying agent fees covered, so that gets us to this beginning balance, 1,030,550. With those property taxes coming in and an additional interest income amount of, but estimating about 32,500 is a fairly conservative estimate. And then transfers from the other funds, the 7,000 to cover these paying agent fees, and then an additional bond interest payment of 335,944. And then the transfers out for admin carve out to the general fund, getting us the ending fund balance of $727,106. Current the end
Seven,
of
727. Okay, I see it now. Thank you.
right here.
And you've been okay. 727,106. Got it. Okay.
Right. And then in the surplus fund, this one does go up based on the accumulating interest. I believe there's a maximum. I don't remember off the top of my head. It might be the 1,400,000. I'll have to look at that one. But then, as far as capitalized interest, the remaining funds in the capitalized interest fund will be used this 302,000 next year to pay this, and then there will be an additional amount that would be covered by either interest income or other funds there.
Got it. Okay.
And okay, so going on to the capital projects fund.
Kent, did you have a question, Kent?
No, sorry. I was just
Okay.
agreeing. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
All right, so for the remaining portion of this year, we currently have 4,200, anticipating up to 400, 4,800, so another $600 of interest income. The remaining portion of the year capital outlay, we've budgeted the remaining amounts in there so that the ending balance would be zero. And if that does not happen, then that will just carry over into 2025.
Okay.
Any other questions, concerns, comments you'd like to discuss and or potentially update in here, as this is the tentative budget? We can
Not
still
on
make
my
it.
end. Yeah, I've been
No,
looking this
I don't think
over,
so.
so I think we're good.
Okay. All
And just
right, well.
remember, board, we can make any adjustments between now and the final budget if there's something that we need to fix, change, revise, whatever. So,
Okay.
any other questions then?
No, not at all.
Nope.
We're
Okay.
good.
So here's what I'll need, board, is I'm going to need a motion to approve the tentative budget, and then I'm just looking at the calendar. It looks like we have our normal meeting scheduled for December 10th at 11 o'clock. Is that still going to work with you guys or for you guys?
Yeah, I can make that happen.
Yeah, I think that'll work for me.
Okay. So then what I'll need in the motion is to approve the tentative budget and then to set the public hearing for December 10th for the final budget.
At 2 o'clock.
At 11 is what I show.
11. Okay, thank you.
So December 10th at 11 would be
Got it.
our next meeting, public hearing, and then to approve the budget, the final
I'll
budget.
make a motion that we approve the budget and that we schedule the meeting for December 10th at 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time and go from there.
Great. Thanks, David.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All
Aye.
right, that's unanimous. So, if you guys could let Hank know, I'll finish that quarterly report then and get it over to him to sign. And then we can get it filed. So, if he can do that
Michael,
for
I
me.
would appreciate it if you would copy me on that so I can make sure that he gets that signed.
Okay. I will do that. I'll figure out how to do it. It's going to go to him in what's called right signature.
Yeah, I get that. So actually, go ahead and just
You know
send it to
what?
him and I'll make sure he gets it done. Don't worry
Do
about
you
that.
want me to have you be one of the signers? That way you'll
Yes.
see it. All
Yes.
right. I'll put you down as one of the signers then for either the development company or the PID. Which one would you want you to do and then Hank to do?
Hank needs to be the primary, but I can just make sure. Actually, you know what, Michael? I think the best thing to do is just make sure that you send it to Hank, and then I work with him daily. So,
Okay, I'll
in
send a
this
separate
situation, just
email.
send it to him, and I'll make sure he gets it done.
Okay, perfect.
Let's
Sounds good.
do it that way. Make it simple for you.
Okay. All right. If nothing else, I just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. I
Thanks, David.
second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
Christy.
Michael. All
You
right.
bet.
Stay
See
safe.
ya.
Stay warm
Okay.
up there.
Yeah. You too
Yeah,
down there.
thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
All
stay warm
right.
down here.